Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I would just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Monday, March the 25th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about Motivational Monday. We are going to talk about DIY. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard of DIY, do it yourself, but today we are talking BIY, believe in yourself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will be putting that on a t-shirt soon enough, all right? But in the meantime, and in between time, today we are going to talk about why you should believe in yourself. You should always believe in yourself because you are the only one who, of course, you and the good Lord, but on this earth, in this earth realm, you are the only one that will believe in you first. It can be your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, whoever, whatever. Nobody's going to believe in you as much as you can believe in yourself. And everybody, I was inspired this weekend. I was hanging out with my daughter. We had a lovely time this weekend. I was inspired by an Andy Griffith episode. It was about my main man, Goober. Goober wanted to go to the car show in Raleigh, North Carolina. Goober wanted to go to the big car show. He went. Then he came in contact with an old friend of his from yesteryear. They went to mechanic school together. And the guy said, oh, I'm an engineer at this big old company and all this. And as soon as he said that, Goober said, Goober got the, he started to have the frown look. And then he said, hey, Goober, I talked to somebody else. He owns one little measly gas station, some rinky-dink town. You believe that? And Goober, at this time, he had just bought the filling station. He owned one gas station there in Mayberry. He was doing well for himself. But the fact that this other guy told Goober he was an engineer at this big old company, this and that and the other, you know, Goober got down on himself, and he was like, man, I'm not doing as good as him. So then, Goober did the comedy thing. He lied, said he had a chain of gas stations up and down the Eastern Shoreboard. And, and then when they was having dinner, Opie kind of busted Goober out. He was like, yeah, Goober, I thought you just had the one gas station. And now Goober's doing, he's doing bike air or whatever, you know. And Goober got the sad face again, and Goober was more and more depressed, and it was like, come on, Goob, get it together. But at the end of the episode, Andy and them, they was about to leave, and Goober was still, he had the boo-boo face. He was sad. He was like, this guy's doing better than me. Come to find out, the guy lied himself. The guy was working at an auto shop. He was getting grease all on him. He was, he didn't even own the place. He was like just working there, and that's all fine and well. But the fact is, he tried to make Goober feel bad, and Goober lost belief in himself. And ladies and gentlemen, we all know that you have to have the utmost belief in yourself to really get things going. Now, Goober could take his one gas station if he wanted to. He could make them into two. Or four or six or whatever, however many he wanted to make. Sometimes you might want to own one store. That's great. Sometimes you might want to own two stores. That's excellent. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do in your life is the thing that you have to say, all right, I believe in this. I believe in that. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else knows. Listen, some people want to run a big old conglomerate like a Coke or a Walmart. Some people really want to move up in that corporate world, and some people don't. Some people want to work from home, and it's not a bad thing. It's not, some things are not your thing. Some things are your thing, but the point of this whole episode is going to be, you have to be DIY. You have to believe in yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. If you are looking to learn how to sell, the thing that you have to learn about selling is you just gotta you more than anything. There's not people try to tell you all the time, oh man, you gotta do these tricks and all this type of stuff. But if you don't think that you're gonna make the sale, then there's a great chance you're not gonna make the sale. You can fumble and bumble your way through a few of them, but eventually, you know, when you start trying to sell high ticket items, you know, when you really want to start getting up there, you know, and it's you know, selling, because no matter what, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what you, you know, no matter how you try to dance around it, you have to sell yourself, you have to sell your product, you have to sell your service, you have to sell it to somebody. And so, you know, as we talked about before, we are all selling something to somebody at every point of the day, okay? And it's just a fact of life. It's not a big deal. Don't make it out to be a big deal. It's just the way it is. No big deal. But the thing is, in order for you to really get to where you want to go, the belief in yourself is one of the most important things. You can go tricks, tips, hacks, whatever you want to call them, however you want to put it in this day and age. All that's good, all that sounds good, all that sounds great, but if you don't believe that you can climb that mountain, you ain't ever, and I mean ever, you ain't ever gonna climb that mountain. You have to really break down and say, can I do this? Can I do that? Will I do this? Will I do that? How will I do it? You know, why do I want to do it? And then you have to take it from there. And there is no reason why you can't really hone in and really do the things that are necessary. You know, there's a saying sometimes. They say, you can do more in the year than you've done in the last 10. And that's very true. Once you put your mind to it, once you say, all right, that's it, I've had enough, I am going to do X, Y, Z, you will start doing X, Y, Z, and it will be amazing. You will take off. You do things that you've never done before. Why? Because you have a new belief. You know, when I first started doing the podcast, I was like, you know, nobody's gonna listen to me, blah, 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 blah. I would think to myself from time to time, I would look down, look at the stats, you know, every now and then and go, oh, man, yeah, ain't nobody listening to this, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the more you do something, the more you're like, you know what? I got something. And then it starts, you know. It starts. And then you're like, you know what? I am good at this. I can do this. I will do this. I have no choice but to do this. And, you know, I have come from, you know, 3 years of podcasting, and I've learned not only do I enjoy it, but I'm pretty good at it. There's always room to get better, of course, but if you told me, hey, go up against blah, 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 I know I could do it, you know? I don't have the biggest name, of course, not yet. You know, don't have the biggest name, don't have the push, but That's not for anybody else to decide. I'll push myself, you know. This is a show about marketing. You market yourself. You sell yourself. You believe in yourself. You can do anything. B-I-Y. Believe in yourself. And so today is just a motivational message from me to you to let you know that it doesn't matter what you want to do. It does not matter, you know, how hard you think it is. If you don't believe, it won't get done. If you believe, you're already about halfway there, you know. Now, of course, we talked about this before on the show. If you're 50 years old and you say, hey, I want to be a professional basketball player, come on. Let's be realistic about this stuff, you know. If you've been practicing basketball and you're 16, 17, and you're like, I think I can go to the NBA, you know, and you're 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", you know, there's a good chance. You have to work hard. You have to work very hard. We all know that. But you also have to have that belief in yourself that deep down you can do anything. And you can compete with anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place. And this is the attitude you got to have. There's I watched a little bit of a documentary about Stone Cold Steve Austin the other day. Stone Cold Steve Austin, he struggled. I remember when he was in W and he was in WCW, World Championship Wrestling. He was studying Steve Austin. He did okay. And then he got his opportunity. He already had the belief in himself. He got the opportunity in the WWF. And Steve Austin, he sold a lot of t-shirts. He had a great time. And he became one of the tops. He became one of the top wrestlers of all time. And what did he have that a lot of people don't have? He had the belief in himself. He said, when I get this opportunity, I'm going to hit the ground running. And man, he hit the ground running. He hit the ground hard. It was amazing to watch the meteoric rise of Steve Austin. It was great to watch. It was fun. It was good times back when I used to watch wrestling. You know, all he needed was an opportunity. And sometimes that's all you need. But before you get the opportunity, make sure you have the belief. You know, don't, like I told you before, you don't have to have fake bravado. You don't have to have fake confidence. A real deep down, genuine belief in yourself. You know, not this, you know, oh man, blah, 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 you know, all that talking. You don't need to do all that talking. Have the belief and, you know, have the belief and get started. And if you don't have the belief, get started first. And sometimes the belief will catch up with the way you move your feet, you know, as I just told you before. Started the podcast. I was like, I can do it. Then, you know, sometimes it would get a little wane, you know, I'll get a little, oof. But I just kept doing it. And I said, you know what? And I got more and more confidence. And now the BIY, when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to me creating products, when it comes to me, you know, doing the entrepreneur thing is not even a question anymore. You know what I mean? And so for you, I want the same thing. I want you to have the BIY, the belief in yourself. I want you to go out. I want you to crush it. I want you to really, you know, say, hey, you know, sometimes you need, every now and then you need reminder. Why am I great? We all have greatness. Sometimes we just need to step into it. And so, ladies and gents, believe in yourself. Go out, crush it, crush every opportunity, crush every break, you know. You know, there is luck, but a lot of times you have to make your own luck, you know. And, you know, as a person who knows a little bit about luck and all that kind of stuff, sometimes you put yourself in a position. And it's because everybody works hard, but you put yourself in the proper position. You do the things that are necessary and you get the breaks. It's the luck. No, it's hard work, opportunity. You take an advantage, you know, and you believe it in yourself and boom, you take flight. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. I hope you go out. You know, well, you don't have to go out. You can just take a look in the mirror. You can take a look in the mirror and have the BIY, the belief in yourself. And we'll be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.